Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Let's get a look at what's lighting up the internet this week with WHYY social media mogul Amy Quinn. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Dave.
Plenty in the news, and let's start with an important issue for anyone going online. Catch us up on developments around net neutrality.
Sure. This week, the FCC put out its list of proposed regulations, basically meant to keep internet providers from giving different groups different speeds of access to the internet.
So the FCC and its chairman is unambiguous on which side of the divide it's falling.
That's correct. They are falling squarely on the side of net neutrality, the idea that all information on the internet should move at the same speed, that there should not be a sort of pay-to-play access to the internet.
Put forward the pay-to-play argument.
For internet service providers, say Comcast, who have clients like a Netflix, which relies on them to stream their large amounts of data over the internet rapidly, if they are taking up so much broadband width, should they not pay more? You need greater access than a small business person who just wants to put their cupcake menu on the internet. Shouldn't you pay more? Those who are in favor of net neutrality say that all information on the internet should be treated with the same speed. And some of the rhetoric around it positions the internet as sort of a utility, like gas or electricity or water, rather than a pay-to-play service.
Is this an FCC mandate or, as you said, merely a proposal?
This is a set of proposed regulations, which probably won't go into effect before someone has a chance to sue. It'll probably end up in court, but the game is on now.
Game on. Hey, Amy, just in time for Valentine's Day, Google and Twitter announced they're in a relationship again. And like all relationships, you give and you get. What's in it for these two partners?
Reunited, and it feels so good, Dave.
So good.
The new partnership between Google and Twitter will make tweets searchable on the internet. So if a person goes to Google and, say, Googles the word John, not only will the Urban Dictionary pop up, not only will the Wikipedia entry pop up, but all of the tweets that have been flying around the internet this week about the Philly accent that contain the word John will also pop up. This is very good news for brands who rely on tweets to push their product, because now it's a free advertisement that you'll get in your Google search.
You say John, I just heard you say water.
Water.
And that's all derivative of a conversation I had earlier this week with Penn linguist Meredith Tominga that got a lot of feedback on the net.
That has been by far and away the most talked about thing on our site this week.
Well, for a moment, let's take it out of the Philadelphia region. Now, here's a recent Fresh Air conversation with actor Bradley Cooper, who made Terry Gross laugh with his take on Philly speak.
I don't become Merrick until I go on stage. And that Philly just came out of me, go on stage, before I go on stage. Yeah, Terry, I go on stage, and then the audience is out there, and then I...
Bradley Cooper, as we know, is from Jenkintown. He's a local guy. It's ingrained in his DNA like it is the rest of us, and it's very easy to fall back into.
Though a discerning ear will note that there are variations within the umbrella Philly speak.
Absolutely. One of the major topics of discussion around this story on our Facebook page and on the NPR Facebook page, where there were hundreds and hundreds of comments, was about whether the Philly accent we're talking about is really a white Philly accent versus a black Philly accent. Is there a black Philly accent? What seems to be the case is that, like a lot of things in Philadelphia, it's really about socioeconomic class. So blue-collar people tend to speak more like this, much like in New York, where the traditional New York accents are really working-class New York accents.
You got me wondering, is there a Hispanic Philly accent, an Asian Philly accent?
There very well may be. I don't think my ear is trained enough to hear that, but I'm sure there is.
Thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
WHYY's Amy Quinn on Newsworks Tonight.